Mishum di Yisurim b'mashu. Hasheket zivin osa b'mashu. The Rashi b'chadosha. Kitumosim. Just like a sheket is makabal, it has tumah. Even b'chadosh, like a small lentil. Who I did if you eat it, even a mashu of it, the size of a lentil, also yichayif. So maybe that's why the Yisur is so chomer, that's why we have to, our gedolim can't give a cotton to eat our shekets. Avul dam, mashengam eating blood, the yad yikur revius, you're not chayiv until you eat a revius of dam, emaloi, maybe there's no Yisur for a gadol to give a cotton to eat blood. So if we need a pasuk even by blood, to say the same thing also. And now the Gemara says, V'yashmin adam, let the pasuk just say it by dam. Meshum dika chorus, I would say no. Dam as a chum of yit dam of an animal, yechayev chorus. Maybe that's why the Torah says a gadol can't give a cotton to dam. Avol shrotzim, eim aloi, but shrotzim is only alav bialmo. Maybe there's no avera for a gadol to give a cotton to the shekets, or sherets. Kamash kmon hiros lesachilam, you're not allowed to let them eat. V'yashmin and hanitarti, these two isurim by dam and by sherets, I would say mishum the isurim shava makil, because these isurim apply to every single Jew. These lavim apply to everybody. Avotuma mashenkin the isur that a kohen cannot touch a mace. A malay, that isur doesn't apply to everybody. A regular Jew is allowed to touch a mace. It's only a kohen that can't touch a mace. So since this lav is not a lav ashava bakel, maybe the Torah was only given to the gedolim, and there's no issa for them to tell a cotton. So therefore, I have to say another pasuk, emovi amarto, that even by the hilchos tumo, a kohen cannot tell another cotton to be metam lemeis. So let us just say this last case. V'yashmin tumo kanim, who would have just said the pasuk emovi amarto that a gadol, an older kohen, is not allowed to let a cotton touch a mace? Kahanim shani, I would have thought. Mishum the ribo v'hem mitzvahs yisayrus, because kahanim have a lot of special mitzvahs like here. They're not allowed to touch mesim. They're only allowed to marry certain ladies, not a grusha. So I would have thought maybe here the Torah says a gadol has to watch a cotton; he can't give him a tumah. Avalhani emaloi. But the first two cases, by dam and by shrotzim, maybe it's mutter for gadol to give a cotton to eat it. Tzricha. Therefore, I need the psukim, special psukim, for all these three cases. That the yisraeli is called a terakula, that a gadol is not allowed to give a cotton to do an issa. You're not allowed to give him, help him, do an issa. If he does it by himself, you don't have to stop him. But unless you're his father, the father has to stop him as chinuch. But not for the father, you don't have to stop him. But you're not allowed to give him Issa B'dayim. You can't give him treifas. You can't give him any Issa to do. Toshima. Shnei Yachid. He had before the Mishnah. Two brothers. Echot Pekech V'Echot Cherish. One was normal. One was deaf and dumb. Doesn't have das. Nesuin Shtei Achoyes. They got married to two sisters. Pichas. Both of them were normal. So now, Meis Cheresh Papikas, the brother that was not normal, the Cheresh, that the Kedushin was only with the Rabbanin, he died. Ma Yasa Pekech Papikas, what should the brother do now that's alive, that's married to the sister, Midiraisa, his Pshita Taitse Mishum HaChasisha, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, he's married to his wife Midiraisa, the Yavama is his wife's sister, she's an Erva, there's no Yibum, she's Pato. What about Meis Pekech Papikas? The brother that was normal, married a normal wife, the Kedushin, the Yerais, he died. So now his wife falls with the Yerais to the Zika, to the other brother that's a Cheresh. Is Ma Yasa Cheresh Papichis? What can the brother do now? There's a Zika, the Yerais. This Cheresh is married to the other sister, only with the Rabbanin. So what can he do? Is Moisya Sishta the Get? He has to get rid of his wife, give her a Get. Because since the Zika of the sisters, with the Yerais, he's also to live with his wife now. That's called the sister of your Zika, she's also to you. And your brother's wife stays also li'elam. You can't be miyabma. Because since she's the sister of your Grusha, so achos Grusha stays also. So here it's only also with the Rabbanim, but I call upon him with the Rabbanim though, she's also to you. So merely your brother's wife remains yavam li'elam. So that's the halach here. That we tell the Cheresh he has to get rid of his wife. For at the Gemara Mai, this cheresh is like a cotton, it doesn't have das. He's not mechuyev mitzvahs to cheresh. Says so, amay moitzias ishta beget. How come he has to give his wife a get? Like, let him do what he wants. What do we care if he does yisurim? If the old bezdin is not mitzvah lafrishoi, let the cheresh live with his wife. Ah, he's doing an issa. He's like a cotton dough. Now the Gemara, amay moitzias ishta beget, teisav gabei, let him stay by his wife. Cotton echad avelusu. All it is like a cotton. The cheresh is like a cotton. So let him do averus. Tell him, you see, no, we have to stop him. The Terence here is different. We're talking about his wife is a normal wife. She's a gadela. So she has the yissa. She taka is not allowed to live with the cherish. Because she taka is a karev to the, she's the sister to the zika. So she taka is also to him. Therefore, taka she, as her din, we don't let them live together. As the cherish is din, we wouldn't stop them. But since she, his wife, is a gadola, and she has the yisim of the rabbanin, so therefore we stopped him. Toshima, come and bring another proof in the same Mishnah. We had shnei yachim pikim, two normal brothers, nesuyin shtei achoyis, got married to two sisters, achas pikis v'achas chereshes. One is normal, one not. Meis pikich b'alachereshes, and the brother that was only married with the rabbanin, he died, ma yase pikich b'apikis. What should the normal brother do now, married to the normal wife, Midiraisa? Is pshit the taitza mishum achosisha. Amaisa, the brother alive now is married to the sister, and that's kedusha Midiraisa. So, Melo, when the sister falls the yibum, pshit there's no mitzvah yibum, she's an heir to him. But what about meis pikeach bapichas? The normal brother died, and he was married to his wife, Midiraisa. So now his wife is zika, Midiraisa falls to the cherish. Is ma yase pikeach bacherishas? Not the other brother was a pekech. What does the other brother do now? He's normal. See, he has the mitzvah zika midiraisa. His kedusha with his wife is only midirabbanan. So what should he do? We tell him, moitzi sister beget. You have to give your wife a get. Because since you have zika to the sister, so you're also to live with the sister now. Mashenkem v'yeshis achiv, your brother's wife a chalitza. Sure, you can give chalitza. Since the brother is normal, he can give her chalitza. So Kashra is now via mine, Moisius Ishtoi. Why does he have to give his own wife a get? Moisius Ishtoi beget. Taste of Gabay. Let the Chereshes, let him live with his wife. She's a Chereshes. She's like a Ketana. Kotan Echad Avelusu. Who's doing the Issa? She's doing an Issa now. But I call upon him, she's a Chereshes. So why do we have to stop her from doing the Issa? And the Gemara push it again. Mishum Isura today? Because it's talking about the husband is a Pekeach. He's normal. See, Avisurim, he's not allowed to live with his wife. Since Lamaisa, the sister, falls to him for Yibum, so the Zika is to his sister, so now he can't stay married to his wife anymore. So the Isser is his own mitzvah, is his own Isser, not his wife's Isser. So that's why he about to be stopped and we tell him he has to give his wife a get. Omar Rav says, now Toshima, come and bring another proof. Says also, Shnei Yachin, two brothers, Echot Cheresh V'Echot Pekech. One is normal, one not. Nesuyin l'shtei achoyis, again was married to two sisters. Achas pichis v'achas chereshes. One was normal, one was not. Now, meis cheresh ba chereshes is a not normal brother, was married a not normal wife. There's only with the rabbonin. He dies. Ma yasa b'kech ba pichis. What should the normal brother do now? It's pshita. Since the normal brother is married his wife midiraisa, so mela, when the sister falls to yibum, it's an achoyis isha. She's an erva. His taitzim mishum achayis ishtoi. About there's no mitzvahs yibum to the sister. The sister's nervous to you now, there's no mitzvahs yibum. What about the meis pikech bapichis? That's how the normal brother dies. That was married to his wife midiraisa. He dies first. So his wife now is zokik, falls to yibum to the other brother. Is ma yasa cheresh bachereshes? What should the non-normal brother do that's married with the rabbanon to his wife? What can he do now? Is moitzias ishtoi beget. He has to get rid of his wife. Because since Midiraisa, this sister falls to your Lizika, so you can't live with your wife. Your wife is the sister to your Zika, you can't live with her. And V'yesha Sochav Asur Li'olam. But your brother's wife, the Yavama, she stays also Li'olam. Because since he is a Cheresh can't give Chalitza. He can't give Chalitza, she remains also Li'olam. I let him make Yibum. Yibum he can't make either. Because with Rabbanon, it's Achais Kirushasai. He has to give his wife a get, so he's not allowed to live with his wife's a sister. So therefore he can't live with her, yet she's also Lierva. Now the kasher is, what's going on here now? The brother, normal brother, died. Who does his wife fall Yibum to? To the not normal brother that's married to the not normal wife.
So those two are married already. So why do we tell him there to give the get to his wife? Let them stay married. He's a cheresh, she's a chereshes. They're like a cotton and a katana. They're both not mitzvah and mitzvahs. They don't get einshin. So let them live together happily. Why do we stop them for the fact that the sister, the other sister, falls to leave him now? So true, it's us of him to do it. But so what? He's a cheresh. For Yehoch, or the lavi surah di deyika. For lavi surah di da, lavi surah di deyika. There's no isser on her, because she's a chereshes. There's no isser on him, because he's a cheresh. Who katani mois yasish to beget? And we see here what? We have to tell them to give a get. Do you see what? Bez Din has to stop them from doing an Isra. When Bez Din sees a cheresh and a chereshes, like in other words, when Bez Din sees a cotton during an Aveira, you see there's a mitzvah for Bez Din to stop them from doing the Isra. That's why there's a tekon here that he has to give his wife a get. So Mar says, no, Amar Rav Shemaya, Gzeira Mishum HaTaras Yivam L'shuk. I'll tell you, really, Taka, maybe Bez Din does not have to stop a cotton from doing Isurim. But the reason why here, Bez Din makes the tekonah, you have to give your wife a get, Mishum HaTaras Yivam L'shuk. That people should not think Yivam is mutter. So Rashi says like this, Di Amrin and Tesev Cheresh Es Gabi Cheresh. If you instead say, let us stay married together, lo yada yinshu the time of Mishum Kotten Echon Avelis. People will not know that they're staying, living together, because they're like a cotton, they're a cherish. The Savi people say like this, the Kedushin di do, dochilo lezika de pichis, hachoysom. They'll think that no, that their Kedushin that is married with the Rabbanin throws away the Yavama. V'yein boyal hachoysom kakosoy. You're not allowed to live with hachoysom kakosoy.
Therefore they'll say, you know this Yavama, she's not a Yavama. Who does she fall to? To this brother-in-law. She's an erva to him. That since he's staying married to his sister, so Mashma, the other wife, is a sister, his wife, she's an erva. So people will think the Yavama is allowed to get married. That's the Gzera. And that's not true. The Yavama is not allowed to get married. Because with the Yeraisa, the Zika is chal to the Cherish. With the Raisa, the Cherish is not married to his wife, to the sister. So with the Raisa, she's the Yavama, she can't get married to Shuk. Therefore, the Rabbanim made Xerah here, that here we tell this Cherish to give his wife a get, that people should know that the Maisa, the Zikr, is Chal with the Raisa. And that's why this Cherish is not allowed to live with his wife. And therefore, people will know that Yavama, nobody can marry her. She remains a Yavama the rest of her life. Hadron Alecha Cherish, at least until the Cherish dies. So the Mishnah, a lady that went away with her husband over the sea. Sholom beno lebeno. When they left here, when they left LA, they were a peaceful couple. V'sholom v'yelam. There was peace in the world also. Trashi shen shascherim. The time of the demand. There wasn't a war going on in the world. It was shalom. Ubo. Now she comes back to LA. The Yomer, she tells us, Meiz Bailey, Shnil, my husband died. She comes back alone now, telling everybody that I want to get married now. Ah, you are married to somebody? He died. Meiz Bailey, is to not say, we believe her, and she's allowed to get married. Meiz Bailey, let's say she says, my husband died. Tis Yabim, on the Tzatah said there's a brother alive here, so we believe her to make a mitzvah Yivim out of it. That the brother-in-law now has to make Yivim. What about Sholem Beino Lebeino Umuhammad Yerlam? When they left, there was peace. In other words, if there wasn't peace, we have to be afraid. Maybe she's lying. She got so disgusted with her husband, she's saying like he died. I mean like, halavai he died. But I want to get married to somebody else. That we should be afraid of. But if they left peacefully, we're not afraid of that. They left B'Sholem, so we have to believe in what she says now, that he really died. What's going to be now when they left in peace, Taka? Those two were a happy couple. But Umuhammad Yerlam, they went over the sea, and when they got stuck there, they got stuck in the middle of a war. They were in a place, there was the middle of a war there. Now, or else, Kitata ben Elabeno, let's say the opposite way, that when they left, they had fights. But the Shalom b'Yerlam, but even though there was peace in the world, Ubosa, now she comes back home, she comes back to LA, to Yom Remez Bailey, and now she tells over the news, you should know my husband died on the other side of the ocean. Is that an amenas? We don't believe her. Soon see why not. We don't believe what she's saying that he died. We have to be afraid maybe he's really alive. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Liyoyla Men in the Menace. She's never believed. Helim came, Bosa, Boicha, unless she comes home crying, or Bigder Kruyim. and the Gemara like she was an avela, that she and her clothing are ripped. Omruloi, they said back to Reb Yehuda, Achazub, Yachazub Tinosfe, no, not like you. Whether she comes back crying and the clothing ripped, whether or not, still we believe her. So Rashi says, when there's fight between them, Ki Yishtayma Mitoch Shesoynoi Hi, Roitza Leserat Zmolov.
We have to be afraid if they're left fighting, so we have to be afraid when she comes home, she knows very well that her husband is on the other boat coming home soon. What she wants to do is live with another man, because then she becomes also to her husband. She doesn't want to be with her husband anymore. So therefore we can't trust her if they had fights when they left. That's the cloud of the Mishnah. According to Tanakama, if they left peacefully and there was peace, boilam, we believe her. But if there was a Muhammad there, we'll see in the Gemara, there is a Muhammad we're afraid of, that predominantly. That means really she doesn't know that he died. She just thinks, he went to that place there, and I know a bomb hit there, and I heard the bomb blew up the fort there, and she thinks the husband was in the fort, so must probably got killed by the bomb. That's what she thinks. And it could be not like that. So therefore, if there's a war there, then we don't believe her. Because we're afraid maybe she really thinks that he died, and really maybe Punkti got saved from the bomb. The bomb killed out 999 people, and he was the one guy that got saved. So therefore, if there was war, we don't believe her either. Now the Gemara says, Tani, we learned like this, the Gemara says, Shalom ben ele beno. That what? If there was peace between the two of them, Mishum de kaboyi lemisni katata ben ele beno. The reason why it says the first case, when there's peace between them, because it wants to say the same for the opposite, where there was fights between them, then we do not believe them. Tona shalom beyolam, why does it say in the ratio when there's peace in the world, Mishum de kaboyi lemisni mechana beyolam? Because the Sulim wants to say the opposite halacha when there's war in the world. Oh my Robus, Rob explains like this now. My time of the Muhammad. What's the reason if when she went over the sea, she got stuck there in a war, so when she comes home, she's not believed now to say her husband died. Why not? Mishum de yomra b'didami. That means she says what looks to her. That what Salka died as she thinks. The Chol Hanid Yikta, like we said, the bomb landed there. And 900 people got killed. Who pulled it? Is it possible that my husband escaped? So therefore she'll come and say he died, even though she's not 100% sure. Rashi says, but the dummy means, she estimates in her heart, to say that most probably, like 999% sure he died. Even though she did not really see that he died. Like we soon say, so that's why we don't believe her, even though she loves her husband, but she talks it into herself, she's like 100% convinced that he died, even though she never saw him dead. So therefore we can't believe her. If you want to tell me, Kivon de Shalom ben ele beno, Natra, Ad Chazio, then the case when they left in peace, so then we say that she would not come back and say that he died unless she really saw it. Like she loved him, so she's not going to stop lying and say he died unless she really saw him. So the Mara Zimna, we have to be afraid, to Macholei Begira, Oiver Roimcha. No. It's even the case where there's a Muhammad that's like this. Even if you want to say when they left in peace, the two of them. So Chura, then the svara should be that even if there's a war there, she's not going to leave her husband alone, and she's not going to leave him until she mama sees him dead. Still, we don't believe her. Why? And it means, even if you want to say Natra the Chazia, even she waits until she sees him dead, but Zimna de Machale Begira. Sometimes he got shot with an arrow. Oiva Ramcharos, a spear went into him. And therefore she sees him lying there with an arrow in his back or the spear in his back. So in such a case, she thinks for sure he's dead. But Samtari v'chaya could be right away the next second somebody came and gave him some medicine, or that means they made a fast operation there and got the arrow out of him and he could still live. So the kids, even though the fact that she saw him with an arrow stuck in his back does not mean anything. Because we're still afraid she thinks that he's dead, but really it's possible somebody comes and saves him right away. Now, so the Rav of the name, the Rav thought to say like this, Rav, what about if there's a famine? There's nothing to eat. Ain't a kumachama, it's not like kumachama. Tlo yomer b'didami, she doesn't say that if people are dying, most probably my husband died also. But a famine is not so bad, she wouldn't think that he died unless he really died. Then Hodom Rava said no. Hodom Rava, Rava and Harei Kumachama. The same thing.
If there's a famine where she went to, and she comes back home and says, my husband died in the famine, we don't believe her. Why? Because again, maybe his mom is starving to death, and she thought he died already, but he didn't. To Yehu Issus, there was a lady. A lady once came in front of Rava. Omrele, she said, Baili meis barav. My husband died in the famine, starvation, he died. Omrele, shapa rav dis, the shizvach nafshecho. It's very good that you saved your soul, that you saved yourself at least. So Rashi shenach toi soi, that you left him. Afilu chai, even if he's alive. Uberach to lecho, mishum dechisala bedaitcho. To behu porto, to nafisa kamach benapa, benapa chai betmiya. So as Rabbi told us, a good thing that you left your husband, even though you didn't see mamish die till the last second, but like, it's a good thing you left him because you're not supposed to think he'll live. Like he had a little bit of food, he can't live too long with that. That's what Rabbi told her. Sharp rather she did good, the shitzvach nashko, that you saved yourself. Salka daitach, to behu purta the nafisvos, the shafkulei, heavy chai? Because are you supposed to think that the little bit of food that he had left over, he's going to live with it? Omrelei, so she said back, Mar nami yoda, dechi agavna lechai, like you also agreed to me, like my husband couldn't live. In other words, she agreed, that was the case. That the case was only that she left her husband and he had one apple left in his sack, that's all. So she figured, how in the world is he going to live with one apple? So she went home and said that he died. And really, what, that's not true? That anything can happen? Maybe a care package will come. Maybe the American Marines will come over with a care package and save him. So Hodam Rava, Rava said in the Chanami, Rav on Dreyim Mechama. Hunger is worse. A lady thinks her husband dies faster in a famine than she does with Mechama. She can't trust her. She comes home and says her husband died from starvation, nothing doing. She thought he had only one apple left to starve to death with it, and you can never tell. He lived pretty good with it. We're on a diet, that's all. Dilu Mechama, ki yom remeis baili be Mechama, hu delay mehemno. That what? When she said that he died in the Mechama, we don't believe her. Hameis al mitasa mehemno. But if she says, though, that he died in the bed, we do believe him. Because if there was a war, they went to Chveis, where they went to Vietnam, and there was a war there, and she says like this, if she says, I see him die in the battlefield with Chveis three bullets in his arm, then we don't believe her. Because it could be right away, Chveis, the doctor came and gave it and took out the bullets. But if she says, though, he died on his bed, then we believe him. Because on the bed, it's not marking with the bullets. She saw him lying in the bed. Then we believe him. And choke, yeah. Yeah. That's okay. But Vilu Gabi Ravan, Mashenkin, it's only because he's starving. Then Ad the Yomra, Meis Ukavartov. Until she says, Mama, she buried him, we don't believe him. If she just says, I left him over with one apple. He left him over starving away. And I think he's starving so bad that he died. We can't believe it then. Because even if he's in his own bed, Chveis, the care packets come any second now. Any second the care package could come. So the fact that she says he's dead because of starvation, we don't believe her. Until what? Until she said she put him in the ground. If she said she buried him, then we believe her. Ad the Omer Mesa Kvatov. So a famine is worse than a Muhammad. What about my purpose? Let's say she says, Oy vey, we just went through a street and the wall caved down upon us. A Mapolis. She saw a wall cave down on top of her husband. Hareyoku Muhammad, it's the same thing like a Muhammad, we don't believe her. To Yomer the dummy, that she says, Oy vey, I saw the bricks come tumbling down and he was standing there and before I know it, I don't see him anymore. So it's probably his head got cracked and he's dead. But again, we don't believe her because maybe Chveis, the bricks didn't hit him. Maybe he got stuck, he got escaped in a cave there or something. Kitsa, she doesn't know for sure he died. She says he died. We can't trust her.
Then the Gemara says, Shiluach, Nechoshim v'yakrovim. What's going to be in a case where there are scorpions and snakes come, that she sees the snakes coming to him? Is there any kimachoma? The Yomer with the dummy, the same thing, we don't trust her, because maybe she thought that she saw he died, and really he didn't die. What about Devar? Let's say a plague comes. Is Amri law, some say, Hareo Kimachom, it has a look like a Machom, like a war, and we do not trust her. For Yomer law, but some say, Ain't a Kimachom, no, a Devar is not as bad as a Machom, and we do trust her. What's the Svara? Amri law, Hareo Kimachom, the one that says it has a look like a Machom, like a war, the Amri with the dummy, again, she thinks that he died, but really he didn't die. She jumps to come to a conclusion, even though he really didn't die. For Yamalo ain't a mekumachama, and the people that say no, a dever is not called like a mechama. To Samchi, she relies on the Yamri Inch, where people say that Shev Shonin heavy musna. There was like the plague there in the city for 7 years. The inish b'loy shoni lo yozel, and the person does not go before his time. In other words, even though there's a plague there, it doesn't have to be that he dies. So therefore, she doesn't get that for tumult. We're not afraid of a dummy that she'll jump to say he died, even though he really did not die. We have a question like this. That we do not know the place she went to had a war. Who tells us there was a war in the place that she went to? She herself. She's the one that tells us that when she went to some place there, in that city there was a mechama there. Ismail, do we trust her now when she comes back and tells us that she saw her husband die? Died. Do we say, Malin Lishakar? That is a swear, why should she lie?